Okay, so to be honest with you, I didn't really take to pay much attention to this topic. But if you want to ask, are there any shortcuts to Kabbalah Satana, I would start with a story that just struck me right now. My father's all his inside. He used to tell over this story many, many times, he still does. There was a lady who was driving in Manhattan, and there was a policeman that was directing traffic. And as she passes by, she wants to get to Carnegie Hall. So she rolls down her window. That's when they used to roll down the window. And she turns to, she says to the policeman, "Officer, how do I get to Carnegie Hall?" And the officer looked at her and he said, "Practice, ma'am, practice." So, if there are no shortcuts to Carnegie Hall, there are no shortcuts to Kabbalah Sefer. And the truth is that to answer that question, just look at the structure of the Yomim of Pesach to Shavuos. The Ramban tells us that just like Sukkot has a Yom Tov Rishon and a Yom Tov Acher, Shmini Atzeres, and in between there is a Chol HaMoed. Shavuos is really the Yom Tov Acher of Pesach, and the 49 days in between are really Yomim Bein Pesach LaAtzeres, are really the Chol HaMoed of Pesach. To understand that, what we really have to understand is the following. We've said this over many, many times. So today, this is over. The Maral says that between the third, between the third and the fourth kais, one cannot drink on his Pesach, is because the first three kaises, Vaitesi, Vitalti, Vigohalti, represent Yitzhiyan in the Mitzrayim. The fourth kais is the Lakat. That I took you for a nation. Zokter Marah, Klal Yisrael, you didn't have to know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he didn't take us out for any other reason than to give us the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is no freedom, that's better said. There is no freedom, Cheres, which we spoke about Shabbos HaGadol extensively, without the Torah. Let's say the whole Yitzhiyah is for the Kabbalah Sefer, to get the Torah. So the truth is that the whole Pesach is to get the Shavuos. That's the whole Pesach. Although, it doesn't take 6 days of Chol HaMoed. It doesn't take 7 days of Chol HaMoed. It doesn't take 2 weeks, 3 days. 7 weeks, a person has to be open to come to Kabbalah Sefer. So, a shortcut to Kabbalah Sefer? There is no shortcut. A person has to be ready for Kabbalah Sefer. The truth is, there's a very, very fascinating Shuvas Razbaz that points and explains and shows us the godness of the Yemei Hasfira. The Shuvas Razbaz, the Bazin Shuvah asks a very, very, very poshutic question. The Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that involves Mizman Mizman. And when a person does a mitzvah that involves Mizman Mizman, the halacha is that he makes a shechiyon. He makes a mitzvah, he makes a shechiyon. If it's a mamash constant mitzvah that he's going to do all the time, he doesn't make a shechiyon. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You don't make a shechiyon, you don't want to do it. That's the first time you put on film, you don't make a shechiyon. Because it's not a mitzvah for Mizman Mizman. You're going to do it every single day. So the question is, why is it that a person does not make a shechiyon on Sfiras HaOmer? I'm just going to catch that at the moment.
Zokter Abbas.
The reason why a person does not make a shechiyano on Sfira Sa'imer is because he does. You know, you do make a big bracha on shechiyano. Right? You don't make a shechiyano. Zokter Abbas. When are you supposed to make the shechiyano? You should make the shechiyano in the beginning. You haven't finished the mitzvah yet. When do you make the shechiyano? You make the shechiyano when you finish the mitzvah. When do you finish the mitzvah? Leil Shavuos. Leil Shavuos, you make the shechiyano on the kiddush. When you make shechiyano on the kiddush, what you're doing is that shechiyano is going back on the Sfira Sa'imer. Now, that would be a very, very good question. I don't understand if you make a shechiyano on night 49. Yeah. Yeah. What are you making a shechiyano on Shavuos night? How does the shechiyano on Shavuos night go back on Sfira? You're not doing any Sfira on Shavuos night. I can understand the last night of Sfira, so you finish everything, so you get the Gemara, and a Sfira, so you should make a Shechiyano there.
But you don't get the Gemara.
Oh,
the Mashal. You make the Shechiyano, and then you do Shechiyano, and then you do Shechiyano.
The Shechiyano, the Shechiyano, and you don't make a Shechiyano before you do the Mashal. You do the Mashal, you make Shechiyano on the Mashal.
No, they do the Mashal.
So,
before
that, you might have the Mashal. The Mashal is a Mashal.
But you have to still wait
another. No, after it's Minas, I'm sure. That's when you wait for it. You wait for it after the Shabbat. You count as Minas protected days or 3 months until Shabbat. God shaped on their advice. What it says in this advice is that counting is a function of Shabbat. Better said, Shabbat is a function of the counting. The case. The whole Shabbat comes from the counting. So the Shechiyano of Kiddush on Shavuos is the Shechiyano of the Sfira, because the Sfira brings about the Shavuos. That's the Chorev of Shechiyano of Der HaKadosh. From Kedim HaNachmi, we have to understand, we've heard this many, many times, we have to understand that Sfira is not Sam a Maisa Mitzvah. Sfira is a preparation. It's a time to prepare the Matan Torah. It's a time to prepare the Kabbalah Sefer. And the first Sfira that ever was, it was that. The Rambam, the last page of Rambam in Pesachim, says the following: "Ubehagodu gam kein amru b'shasha amar lehem Moshe tavdu nes olokim al vahor hazeh." At the time when Moshe said that they're going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, when are we going to be able to do this at Moshe that we're going to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our Sinai? Omar Lahem is Toif Kamishim Yayim. At the end of 50 days, v'ayumayin kol echad ve'echad la'atzma mikan kavu chakodim v'sfiras ha'ayla kloyma v'zman ha'zeh she'ein lo mevi'in korban v'loy ayla elo l'chashim yud nun yayin v'simchas ha'tayre k'may she'mon v'yisrael v'oysa yisrael. What a big one. The man is saying as a sphere is man ha'zeh to the rabbon. So what would they compare to the Havoah? Normally they count it from the Havoah Sa'ayla. So what is man Azeh to any Sfira? So the Havoah is a dance of a Sfira. It's not a Sfira in the Yom Havoah Sa'ayla. It's a Sfira in anticipation of Man Torah. It's a whole different Sfira. It's a whole different Sfira. It's a whole different Havoah. It's when are we going to be able to open the other Havoah Sa'ayla. So we have to understand that Sfira is preparatory. Well, what does it mean that it's preparatory? Well, if we look, we know that there is a Zion Midas, seven Midas, right? It's Chesed, Gura, Teferes. Next up, Hori, Yisori, Malchus, right? Seven. Midah is that every week is another Midah. The first week is Chesed, the second week is Gvura, and every day is a different day. So the first day is Chesed Shebech Chesed, and then Chesed Shebech Gvura, and Gvura Shebech Chesed, and the Feresh Shebech Chesed, right? And now we're already here for 3 weeks, we're up to the fourth week, right? So now we're holding in Nesa, right? And we all know that next week is going to be Hoy, and Hoy Sheva Hoy is like Hoy. What is all this? What is all this? What are we talking about? What we have to understand is that all these things represent, each week represents another Rego. Each week represents a perfection in oneself. The first week is perfecting the Midah of Chesed. Chesed has Chesed to it, Chesed has Gvura to it, Chesed to it. On a simple level, on a simplistic level, we're working on ourselves. We're working on these Midahs. Every person is made up as a Midah, the whole design of it. And a person has to work on himself. But how does a person work on himself? So I'd like to speak about the idea of counting. Fascinating, isn't it? The mitzvah is a count. What are we counting? We're counting a day. What are we counting a day? What do I mean? So I want to say, I want to show you the following. The Ramban in Kiddushin makes the following statement. The Ramban enumerates and lists all the mitzvahs that say Shara, they are not Zman wrong. The Zman is not good. And the Ramban enumerates Sphiris Oyin. Sphiris Oyin is an institution. Boya Zman wrong. Okay. Zman is a good. Many pens have been broken on this question. We've spoken about it extensively. However, there's one parrot that I heard from a chaver of that I think says the word certainly longest, and I believe it brings out the point that I'd like to bring up. So the mitzvah man rum is a child, that the zman is mechayev mitzvah. Here, it's not that the Zman is Mechayev the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is count this day. So it's not the Pshat, a Zman came and I'm Mechayev the Mitzvah. No, I'm presented with a day. This is the 23rd day of the Oyin. The day is now here. I haven't counted the day. You have to count that day. You have to count every day. It's almost like you're doing a Mitzvah for the day. You're counting the day. It's not the Pshat, there's a Chiyuv of Sphira on that day. But rather, the day is total in the sphere. The day requires a counting. Fascinating idea. Does everybody understand that concept? The idea is that it's not enough to do this month, but I have to see that this is a day that requires counting. The day is presenting itself and I have to count. Let's say in the mushroom, every day a certain mitzvah would come up. Not that the yom is mechayev, but it would present itself. The mushroom, I'm giving a drug of mushroom. Let's say whenever a person had tefillin, he had to put it on. And tefillin presented itself once a day in the middle of the day. Did that mean this is my wrong? No, I got to put a tefillin in. He said, yeah, it doesn't count, I have to count it in. That's the same way. Now, what does that mean on a ashkotic level? It's not a mitzvah, to count the day. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, "Sfaten lochem lochus alayt ha-shabbos." Sheva Shabbos is the Nimois Tia. Amos I hate the Nimois. His man Shehoisin Ritzon Shema. When are the days complete? When you do Ritzon Shema. The Shema is what is that? When you do Ritzon Shema, the days are complete. When the days are complete. The days are complete. It's not the Shema complete days. What it means is your avoider complete, makes the day full, completes the day. It's coming, the day's coming, the good news. So I'd like to show two apostles. Avram Zochin Bo Bayom. Avram Zochin was Bo Bayom. He came with his days. He came with days. What did he came with days? Avram Avinu made every day count. Avram Avinu was Oyvim, the Cholim. And Avodim, the Cholim. He could have come before who was already before you. The Mela, Avram Zochin Bo Bayom. What is this for you? We all know, right? We all know that when a person counts, a dovah shebenin is not bottom. A lot of it is, and this is the bottom of a shishin, which is the bottom of the hellah, the 960, right? It's bitter. I mean, it's a zach, it's not bottom. What's that bottom? A dovah shebenin is not bottom. Something that is more regularly counted. It's a shit. You count something. So let me ask you a question. You see a guy counting, do we have a minion in truth? That's one counting. Then you ever see a guy count how many hundreds he has in his car. That's a whole different guy. That's a whole different guy. I'm saying that that's a little bit of a cynical remark. But my point is that if a person counts number, like he counts his money, so it has kshitus. The zman, the yoyim, has kshitus. Sphira means that I'm soifer the yoyim, that the yoyim is kosher, the time is kosher, the zman is kosher. Why is the zman here kosher? Why is this man more kosher? And if this man is kosher, I filled it up, I use it, I need it, I want it. You know, I once heard from the Chaim of Rashi that Rav Huttner used to come visit his share of Nochem. Nochem was very, very sick. Nochem had Parkinson's, he's tortured to breathe. And at a certain point, he lost his faculties, he wasn't able to really think. He expresses him. Right? Yeah. So Rav Huttner used to go visit him as a part. And in Nochem told him, Shteknach, he goes, what he's doing is a Baruch Hashem. The Shteknach, Chazal, Bechol, Meshimu, Meshimu, Chayav, and Mohidus, Lahal, and Sugabe, Bechol, and Rabbi Yaakov. The person has to be in Shabbat, and Shabbat, with every breath he has. Vice versa, this person, Bechol, Meshimu, Vice versa, has to be with the last one. Even if it's the last breath, Chayav, and Mohidus. He was saying, you know, I don't know how much more I have, whatever. I'll be Mohad, Mohad. Person realized time is short. We don't understand that. But there is, it's Shemesh Yemeket in that third, but Shavuos is 3 weeks left, is 3 weeks left. What does it mean to make the days count? The Chashivas of the days. So I'd like to show some a Shaila, a greater Shaila in the Pasuk. It says that Yaakov went and worked for 7 years for the love of his life, Rachel, for the woman who was going to, he was going over his life. I mean, for Rav's love, who he was going to build all of Klal Yisrael. He was going to marry and have the love of life. His completion of Shleimus, for marrying this woman, Rachel. And the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, and the days were singular days with his love to her. It was like nothing. 7 years went by like that. What's the obvious question? You're waiting. Could you imagine if somebody question has it? In a week, I'm going to give you a check. $10 million. First, because it is Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. And now, because it is Motzei Shabbos, this has to next Motzei Shabbos, $10 million. Comes, first of all, the zichur of Motzei Shabbos, he doesn't go to. He's like, he's so sad. He's just waiting. And the minutes are going by, they're like glacial speed. Okay? come Sunday morning, fine. He's going to be sugar. He's spending the money 1,000 times a minute, right? He's thinking about all the things he can do and all the stuff he can give, of course. And all the different things that he's dragging and he's waiting in. It's like the most interminable week. It'll be the longest week in his life, waiting for this change. Yaakov loved Rachel by Abbasar Yosef. This is what he wanted. He said he's going to build this Chal Yisrael. And it was Kiyon Yaakov. But come. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat is that the mashal he gave is not the proper mashal. The proper mashal is the following. As a result, you have 10 days, a week. You have a week. You have a week. This week, on Sunday, your job is to pick up 1,160,000 dollars a day. Dollars. All of them. No competition. That's what you got. I'm just kidding, I think that's right. $150,000. Monday, the same thing. Tuesday, when we come Shabbos, the face of the sun. It's awesome. And whether I'm really happy with that. I kiss it. Comes a whole week of picking up that one. It's $10 million. How fast did those days go by? Every day he's picking up more, more, and more. He's involved in this activity of gaining more and more and more and more. It goes like this. It goes like that. That's the feeling. Yaakov Avinu recognized that he needed 7 years of avodah to start building that Knesset Yisrael. To approach Rav with the marriage. That he had to go do this avodah, whatever his avodah was. He wasn't ready to build for the Knesset Yisrael yet. The Yomim of the Yomim HaChadim HaVosei HaYisrael, because he recognized the accomplishment that he was accomplishing every single day, every single day, every single minute, every single hour, every single minute of those 7 years he was accomplishing to be able to get his final goal. Right? And if he doesn't accomplish now, he's not going to get to that goal. That's the feeling. That's the feeling. That's the sparkle of the Mokras HaShav, Sheva Shafosah, Nimas, the Yeh, and Yezahim, the Nimas, is Man Shabbos and Yisrael Shabbos. Person has to realize that all these words of Yisrael, Pura, Deferet, Netzach, Toi, they're beyond us, but what exactly it means is something that has to be Pura. Person has to work on himself to be ready to be in the Kabbalah Torah. A person has to work on himself to be ready for Matan Torah, to be ready to be in the Kabbalah Torah, says. It must mean Kabbalah Torah. Kabbalah Satara, a person can mean thing. Kabbalah Satara means, oh, I'm going to go, I'm getting my marching orders from my body. That's Kabbalah Satara. We got the Torah, we're living in the Torah. What was Kabbalah Satara? The Beis HaLevi asks a very important question. At Kabbalah Satara, Maimon HaSinai, Klal Yisrael said two faithful words. Na'aseh v'nishma. Klal Yisrael said, we will do and we will do. And the obvious question, schar, double schar, good. The shayla is, a dover she'ela fits where I have no kidney, carry that kidney, get him a chayyid yourself. If I go and tell you, Mr. Free, as a two, whatever you say, I'll do. Right? And then you come to me and you tell me to do something, and I say, hey, that's pretty free money. You come to bed and you say, Father, hey, whatever you say, I'll do, what's best to say? The shayla says, whatever you say, I'll do, what's best to say? That's the schar, it's dover she'ela fits, you come to jump off a roof, right? No sense. Frankly, they sound like the, so what's massive initial? What's massive initial? I probably should say massive initial. It's not shame to kids, other kids. Okay, do whatever you say. What is it? Zoku, they sound like you, you're right. If I try to tell you, I'll do whatever you say. It's not shame to kids. But let's say I go and I tell you. Let's say I tell you. I'm your advocate. Everything is necessary. Dr. Beis HaLevi, not the mission of Chal Yisrael, but Meshabbat himself, the Chal Yisrael.
Massive initial was Klal Yisrael saying, we are whatever. If you own us, we're Kofif Kokai Vasayim to you. We are under you. We are your heaven. Mela. Anything that goes 4% we have to do. Quote the verse. What is the Avodah? The true Avodah for Kabbalah Sefer, Kabbalah Sefer. The true Avodah for Kabbalah Sefer is the following. Or a true Avodah for Sefer is the following. A person has to know that the Torah is not a collection of rules. The Torah is an oil malchus shemayim. The Torah is a shibud, an overwhelming shibud. And that overwhelming shibud is something that we have to bow to. Not only bow to it. We have to give ourselves over to it. We have to be moister ourselves to it. Kabbalah's malchus shemayim, Kabbalah's Torah means I'm the vatro my das to the Torah. And whatever the Torah says, that's what I do. Whatever the Torah says, that's what I do. Whatever the person is, the point is, the Torah says, that's what I do. That's Kabbalah Sattara. Kabbalah Sattara is the Shah. Kabbalah Sattara is the Shah to be Mavakal my God's Akash Rosh Hashanah. Because I made myself an ethical Akash Rosh Hashanah. That's the Avodah of the sphere. The Avodah of the sphere is to recognize that the Torah is in totality. Is the oil we have to accept. And sometimes a cloud, a yid knows where he's weak, where he's not weak, or thinks he's weak, where he thinks he's not weak. And things that go by the wayside. We have to examine those things. We have to realize that it's a harsh thing to say, by the way. But if we don't have it all, or we don't accept it all, we have nothing. If we don't accept the whole Torah in totality, so we've accepted none of the Torah. And we have to recognize that, you know, it says that the different Chazal said a fascinating thing. They say that when the Torah is lifted up, the Chazal say that a person has to give cover to it, the Torah, and a person has to be lichroya the Torah. A person has to bow to the Torah. That's a message for life. The message for life is the message of the Torah is what we get. And if the other things are influencing us and we don't listen to the Torah, all of us in a way, pick and choose. We're stronger, we're not stronger, but it can't be picking and choosing the submission. It's something I'm not going to have. We have to strengthen the areas that we do, but we have to strengthen the biggest area we have to strengthen is recognizing the totality of the Torah, the awesome totality of that Torah. That's Kabbalah Sattara. That's an Avodah, a daily Avodah. A daily Avodah throughout life, and specifically an Avodah for Pesach the Shavuos, with a whole Zman, the Zman of Hakrama, where we know that the Arizal tells us that Klal Yisrael in the 49th Shah of Tumah, and in the 49 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim, they elevated one Shah, they didn't stop, they went from Tumah to Pirates, not that they didn't care to go. They didn't go to neutral territory. There is no neutral therapy. They went from the Menshah Shari Kumah to the Menshah Shari Taira, and were making themselves for Kabbalah Sattara. When a person is over and takes his days down, and his hours down, and his minutes down, and he realizes the Dover, to the Ticha Rir, and Stadr, to be over that comes from, to learn, to daven, to make the days count. That's the preparation. The preparation to be able to say massive initiative. Under a mesh with different people. Klal Yisrael was a cotton shemel of the Yisrael. It became a different being. Which is like a deserter to reach Mount Matoya. Elevated before the Gartha Chara. Tyra, and I want to thank you, Uda, for getting up to speak tonight and to share. I hopefully we can. The final mind in the Ashraf of Sakai, which is